You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, essentially, I guess, the entire state of Colorado is going to be baking over the next 4 to 6 days.
Yeah, the next three for sure, because we're looking at like 102 is what I'm seeing for the next 3 days. Oh, boy. Some really cool crayon art I've been seeing in some of these locations that are really hot, where they prop up a canvas like on the side of like a Home Depot bucket or something, like an angle, and then they clip crayons at the top and just set it out in the sun. And they melt and run down the canvas, creating some really beautiful looking artwork, actually. So
that's very cool.
I might be doing this weekend.
That's really
cool. It's kind of neat, yeah.
Yeah, so know that it's going to be 96-ish today, and that will be the coolest day of the next, I don't know, 4 or 5. Triple digits for both Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So,
all right,
now you know what's coming. What's going on in your world?
So hot, it's a good time to hit the pool or not. Yesterday was my son's 13th birthday, so I got out of here and got home. I said, "What do you want to do, buddy?" And he's like, "I want to go to the pool with one of my friends." So we picked up one of his friends and took my son and my daughter over to the pool. And I had every intention of getting in. I just got back from a week vacation in Moab where I took a leap of faith and I got in the pool. I am not a pool person. I think they're disgusting. But on vacation, I took my shirt off and got in the pool almost every single day. I felt better because every day we did watch the hotel staff go around and test the water like multiple times. They were all over that water.
You probably requested that.
I was like, I'm okay. They're testing. So I threw on my trunks and a t-shirt yesterday, and I was like, I'll get in the pool with the kids for his birthday. Well, as we go walking up to the counter there at the outdoor pool to check in, behind me pulled up 4 school buses with camp kids for their day at the pool, and easily 150 kids piled out of those school buses and all ran into the pool. And from there on out, I was like, oh, hells no.
Yeah, that's a hard pass.
Hard pass, man, when a bunch of sweaty kids get off school buses at the pool.
It reminds me of the scene from Caddyshack when all the caddies all jump in the pool disgust everybody. That's what that sounds like.
You know, we were there for 2 hours, and even by the end, the kids came up to me and said, we need to go because the amount of hair that we saw floating in the pool, Band-Aids. A lot of the kids were dropping their pants and mooning each other and doing various other things with the front end underneath the water that were seeing. They were like, we got to go. So we bounced. We got out of there, and I did not go into the pool. So
were they making bubbles under the water?
They were making bubbles, butt crack bubbles all day long. We did take Reed Reno out to Olive Garden last night because that's where he wanted to go for his birthday dinner. Olive Garden stepped up their game, Dom. I will say it was pretty tasty. Service was not good because she dropped our food off and walked away, and I realized I had put both forks on my salad plate, and she had taken both, so I had to eat my bowl of spaghetti with a spoon because she never came back. Oh, that was quite the feat. The only other awkward moment at Olive Garden was we found out why he wanted to go. You can tell he's been watching YouTube videos because, you know, they come by with the cheese. Tell me when to stop. Tell me when to stop.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell her when to stop. That was his whole plan, is he didn't want the cheese grating to stop. So she went through the entire block of cheese in the grater, and he had a pile of cheese on his plate. And he was like, my plan worked. You don't like that? Not funny?
Nah. No, it's great.
I was like, so that's why you wanted to go to Olive Garden. Actually, you know, side note, I've always wanted to do that, too, and not say, you know, don't stop. And then finally, we did get home, and he was able to open up his presents, and cell phone bill is going to be a little higher now because officially 13, he got his cell phone. We got him a cell phone. Yeah, it was time.
Oh.
It was time, so he got an iPhone, and
we've been talking about that on the show for a couple of years.
For quite a while, I've been digging my heels in on this, and, you know, every one of his friends have him now, and we've talked to other parents.
Did he lose his mind?
He cried. He started crying. I started crying. He's like, I didn't think I was going to ever get one of these. And, you know, there's some rules and restrictions put into place. And we've got a lot of parental controls on it.
What restrictions did you already place on
it? Yeah, there's time limits on there. He doesn't know the Apple ID, so he can't just go willy-nilly download apps. And even if he did get it, it sends me a notification to approve the app download. You know, we have control over his contacts and stuff. There's an app that we're looking to get called Bark. That monitors all the content he's looking at. It blocks websites. It looks for keywords like warning, trigger words on all the texts and emails and anything that comes in. So we're probably going to do that.
Who did he send his first text message
to? It was me. We were practicing and shooting it back and forth. Not that he needed practice. I mean, he gets on our phones all the time, and he plays on the iPad. He knows how to work it. But, yeah, back and forth we were sending stuff.
What's his first text to you? Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Father. His first picture was of the dog.
Well, he's fitting right in with the nation, isn't he?
And then he immediately dialed all the grandparents and just kind of gave him the good news and said, here's my new phone number, you know, put it in your phone. I'm actually pretty excited about it. I'm looking forward to sending him, you know, pictures back and forth and actual text messages now and seeing where he's at and buying all the insurance. Right. I'm also looking forward to buying the insurance on that. So.
What kind of phone did you get him?
It's an iPhone 14.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
It's a nice gift, man.
It's a nice gift, and it's
Are we going to put, like, a dollar in the pool to when he loses it?
Loses it or breaks it, because, yeah, we did buy him a Mac Daddy, like, OtterBox case for it, and we're like, you put the fear of God into him. You can't leave this anywhere, and don't break it, because it's an expensive gift. So we'll see. We'll see. He's pretty responsible.
I think we had a listener one time who told us that their first rule with their kid was you lose it, you get another one, but you've got to wait 6 months.
Yeah, okay.
So that was what they told him. They said, we'll replace your phone if you lose it, but you got to wait 6 months. And they said that really.
That's a good punishment. I like that.
Pretty good.
That is pretty
good. It doesn't even have to be six. You could say 3 months or whatever, but because they might in their head think, I lose it. And, you know, mom and dad, just go get me another one.
Nope. Consequences.
Man, but, how much will this add to your phone bill each month?
It's actually not bad. It was like $15 a month or something.
Oh, okay.
And we added a line, so we got the phone for free.